Firefighters had to use trucked water on a fire at a Victoria supportive housing facility after discovering the building's firehose connector covers were corroded shut. "We tried several times," Victoria Fire Chief Dan Atkinson said. "The caps were seized on." The fire began around 7:30 p.m. Friday in a third-floor suite at 467 Swift Street. A sprinkler system helped contain the blaze to the unit until it was extinguished by firefighters, who had to run a hose from a truck up to the third floor, Atkinson said. "We practice every day and we make sure we have alternate methods of making sure we get the job done." The union representing the firefighters, Local 730 of the International Association of Firefighters, said on Sunday the building's standpipe connectors had been compromised and appeared to have been tampered with. Don McTavish, Director of Housing and Shelters at Victoria Cool Aid Society, which manages the building, said Cool Aid was aware of the standpipe problem, which had been identified as a minor issue caused by corrosion during a fire inspection on February 8. "The tech had not identified it as an immediate health and safety issue," he said. "They were able to get them off, they just said they were not as easy to get off as they should be." Parts had been ordered after the inspection and the covers were scheduled to be replaced Tuesday, he said. Cool Aid conducts monthly fire alarm inspections and the entire fire suppression system is inspected by a technician annually, McTavish said. Fire prevention officers stopped by on Monday and were satisfied with the technician reports, he said. The fire was likely caused by a longtime resident who had recently suffered a stroke and was having other health issues, McTavish said. "It sounds like they lit a bunch of incense and it started a little fire in the middle of the room." The building's 50-odd units were evacuated during the firefighting response. Two people were transported to hospital for smoke inhalation. Atkinson said while it remains to be seen whether there were any intentional alterations to the standpipe connection for the Swift Street building, it's not uncommon for trash and garbage to accumulate near exterior fire department connections in Victoria. "If you do see our connection on the side of the building, as inviting as it might seem, it's not a trash receptacle," he said. "Let's leave that equipment unaltered so we can use it when needed." Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.